somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help.
Hello and welcome to a brand new show exclusive on the DSJMP network. Welcome to Intimate AIDS. And I'm here with my co-host, Wayne Isabaker. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? Excited about the new show, are we?
We're excited with the pilot, definitely, for the new show. Basically, let's talk about the show itself. So, we're agony uncles now, aren't we?
We like to think we are, yes.
We are. And we're going to help you, the world, with your problems. If you have a problem with a lover, you have a problem with your dog, or anything for that matter, email us. And what is the email, Wayne?
It's intimateaids@gmail.com.
Now, you might be asking yourselves, why have we called the show about two agony uncles trying to resolve problems, Intimate AIDS? We don't mean the bad AIDS, we mean the good AIDS. Basically, we're personal advisors. So we're trying to find synonyms for personal, intimate, and for advice. AIDS is what we are.
We're trying to aid the world, aren't we?
So we are called Intimate AIDS. Now, do you reckon we should do the first one, Wayne?
Shall we? Sod it. Let's just jump straight in.
Let's jump straight in. For our first email, we have the very first one to Intimate AIDS. It's a topical one because it's about 50 Shades of Grey. You want to see that movie or not?
Not really, but I've got a horrible thing I'm going to be seeing when it gets down to Regal because Claire wants to see it. So
does she? Does she like Mr. Grey?
Oh, I don't.
Has she read the books?
Yep. She loves it, man. So the boss will tell me to go and see it.
Does it get her aroused?
No. Nothing gets her aroused, to be honest.
But... not even Mr. Grey can get Claire aroused, but it seems. But anyway, let's get on with the emailer. And they say, "Dear Intimate AIDS, I have fallen in love with Christian Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey books. And I'm thinking of leaving my husband to search for someone like him. I know that sounds really crazy, but I really think I would be happy with someone like Mr. Grey. My husband and I are in our 30s and have been married for 10 years, but we argue every day. He gets angry and worked up over nothing, and I don't know if it's our marriage is even worth trying to save. Yours sincerely, X."
Wow. Surely she just wants... Would it like, help their marriage if... he just beat the shit out of her then. Because that's pretty much what the book's about, isn't it?
Here on Intimate AIDS, we're not trying to promote domestic violence.
No, but like controlled domestic violence. Like she wants
controlled domestic violence.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, like, I don't know what you mean.
The dominatrix and stuff.
You mean a bit of S&M?
Yes.
Not a bit like, of slap and tickle is not domestic violence.
Yeah, not like oh, she asked for it, smack her about. No, not like that. I mean, like, people like pain in sex, and she's obviously aroused by the thought of it from the book, so...
Well, do you reckon she's more aroused because it's fantasy? You know, everyone gets turned on by fantasy. You know, that's the way it is. You know, our friend Kat, he gets turned on by fantasy. He gets turned on by The Hobbit. So, you know... People get turned on by what they can't have, basically.
I'm a bit worried by that because people say I look like a hobbit, so does that mean Kat is attracted to me?
You are a bit of a hobbit, actually, aren't you? What does she expect? What does she want? Does she want someone that is going to treat her like shit? I don't know the books, so I can't give a pure synopsis of what goes on in the books. I'm assuming... He's a bit of a wanker, and he beats her up a little bit with slap and tickle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just tall, dark, and handsome, I'd imagine.
And rich.
And rich. Oh, God. Everyone wants to fuck Richard Gere, don't they? But, you know, it's not the world we live in. Would you fuck Richard Gere?
I wouldn't personally, but...
Bet you would.
But is... is her life that mundane? She's got to actually then want to run away and live a book.
Well, that's it. You know, you watch porn, and you watch a bit of porn, and you think, you know, I'd like to have sex with that woman. You don't go like, right, that's it. I'm leaving my life behind. I'm going to search for a woman like that. You just don't do it. You leave fantasy in your dreams.
And then they actually have the cheek. Women have the cheek to say men can't masturbate because that's cheating on them. But yet they read 50 Shades of Grey and it's all right for them to fuck off and want to find Mr. Grey, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't try and find Mr. Grey. Try and find Mr. Real. That'd be a fucking thing for you, love.
If you're not happy with your current man, end it.
Yeah,
you know, actually get someone original and real and then suited to you, not just someone what get you a bit happy, moist, you know, because you've read the book.
Yeah, I'm assuming those books are there for the sole purpose of getting women a bit turned on by it, you know. Mills and Boone and stuff like that, you know. They're there to turn women on. But it doesn't mean you need to fucking throw a thing away, does it? What do you get turned on by, Wayne? You like your porn, don't you? You like
it sort of depends.
What do you mean? Oh, do you like have nudes with your porn, do you?
Yeah, like I say, I have a bond with my porn. I can't believe I'm going into this again. I have a bond, so I have my select few porn stars, and I tend to stick them. I'm very loyal.
So, let's say, who's your favourite porn star at the minute?
Kimberly Kane.
Kimberly who?
Kane.
Kimberly Kane. Mm-hmm. Does she like S&M?
She's done a scene, but...
Oh, she's done a scene. But if you're watching Kimberly Kane,
mm-hmm.
Is her middle name got K in it? Because then she could be KKK, couldn't she?
I don't know what her middle name is.
I hope not. But
I can't say I've wanted to leave my marriage to go and find her personally.
Exactly. But... Exactly, because it's just pure fantasy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, our advice to you, my darling, stop trying to find Mr. Grey, find Mr. Real. All right? Wayne, your last thoughts on this one?
Yeah, you're obviously not happy in your marriage, so I say assess that.
She
and if you
could be happy. She could be happy. I know they're arguing. We all go through humps. We all go through the little hump, don't we? We all have little times where we have a little argument. And, you know, he's getting angry. Ask him why he's angry. He could have had work could be shit. Rather, you're sitting there fucking reading your book, you bitch. You're fucking stroking yourself. He's sitting there angry. No fucking wonder why he's angry. You're not giving him any.
Try stroking him.
Exactly. Stroke. That's the end. Fucking stroke him more and stop stroking yourself to the book. Okay, so our next emailer comes from America, Wayne.
We've got Land of the Free.
Land of the Free. And Land of Big Mills as well. They like Big Mills. We know that. And apparently they like tits as well. So this one comes from a lady called Y. Okay, fair enough. And it says, "Dear Intimate Aids, will playing with my breasts make them bigger? My boyfriend insists it will. He's 29 and I'm 19. He spends the evening fondling my breasts to see if his theory works. I don't think there's any truth in it, and I really wouldn't mind giving them a rest. Please help." Well, thanks, Y, for that, and I'm going to throw that one straight to you, Wayne. What do you reckon that one? Can we help her?
I can't say when they send you for a surgical enhancement that all it is a surgeon sitting there rubbing you for about a couple of hours to make them bigger. I can't see.
I want to know this about the backstory of the guy. You know, is he a scientist? Does he come home in like a little white coat and go, "Right, darling, now it's titty time. Get your tits out. Let's make them bigger." And sits there for hours jotting down notes about the tits. I don't know how scientific this is. It could be a scientific experiment.
Do you reckon he's actually measuring her at the end of every night to see
if
there's any?
I think so. I'd like to think that he is doing that. You know, because if you're gonna go for it, you might as well try and put the science behind it to see if they do grow.
What was going through his mind when he got home was the insulting nature of it. God, I need to play with your breasts because they're just simply not big enough. If I was that woman, I'd be like, you're free to go out the door, mate.
Well, maybe. She, darling, play with his cock. Keep playing with his cock, because this is a win-win. Keep tugging it and going, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this to make it bigger, even bigger. And do that every night, because he won't give a fuck. He'll be happy.
He'll be sitting there probably go, you've done it, love. It is bigger.
She'll say, not big enough. But he'll be happy because, you know, he's getting a wank. And you can be happy because you're putting science, you're doing something for science as well. So maybe all women should do that, Wayne. What do you reckon? Maybe it should be a worldwide experiment.
I've never even heard of it as like an old wives' tale, though.
Well, it's not. He's having a fucking laugh, isn't he? He just wants to play with her tits. I don't know what he's doing
for her to go, I just want a rest. She generally sounded distraught at the end of it. Like,
it sounds like she's red raw. Her titties are red raw.
Since she's like smacking them about or twisted them or...
Now, this is to the guy now. There is a way that you can get her little titties bigger. Get her up the duff, mate. But there's a back.
Everything gets. Yeah, I was gonna say everything gets bigger, and then you've got actually something else to be caring for later on as well.
And afterwards, they get even smaller.
Do they?
Yeah, they seem to go smaller.
Is that just because you're used to what's there after it's got bigger?
I don't know. Yeah, because
I think that's just big. The thing of when you're like when you're an adult and you think about chocolate bars 20 years ago. They used to be bigger back then.
Like a chomp bar. And fucking McDonald's did it as well. I used to like McDonald's when I was a kid. And they done the Big Mac, and I swear that Big Mac got way smaller.
See, now, there we go. I think that's just the secret.
We're doing the calories. We're doing calories, aren't we? We're cutting all the calories. Yeah, because you're making... It's half a burger, you cunt! It's half a burger!
A diet Big Mac at twice the price of half a product.
Oh, yeah, we're thinking about people's calories, because you're giving me half a product. Jesus Christ. And then I'll just go and buy two. So they're mugging us off twice there, aren't they? They are mugging us off. Because if ever I do have a McDonald's now, we had a McDonald's together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a massive...
We know how to live big, don't we?
We do, you know. And I end up my whole plate's full of food. Because it's nothing there. I end up having like 8 burgers. How many burgers you had? You had about 3, didn't you?
I had the same as you, didn't I? Plus I had onion rings.
Yeah, so, you know, end up with fucking 8 burgers. Thieving bastards. It's all that MSG in it.
Anyway, so, how did we get on the Big Macs from breasts?
I don't fucking know, because we're talking bollocks, aren't we? But we'll try and answer your question now. Now, Wayne, what do you think... How should Y approach her fella about this? What do you reckon she should say?
I think you should just say you're talking bollocks, mate. If you want to play and make stuff bigger, go in the spare room.
If in doubt, ask for statistics. Ask to know, okay, fair enough, where's the graph?
Consult Dr. Google.
Give me a graph and give me a pie chart first. You know, do a presentation about the breast and how it
gets... Do a PowerPoint.
He needs to go in with it. Otherwise, tell him, stop touching my tits for a bit, all right? Or ditch him. What do you reckon? Ditch him or presentation?
I know, I've got one for you.
Yeah?
Go on the internet and advertise your boyfriend as Mr. Grey and offload the cunt onto the last one.
So, we're doing a double ender.
Yeah. We've tied up two problems in one go.
Me and Wayne are already double ending on the show.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Give this bloke, say, right, your bedroom's now going to be called the Red Room of Pain or whatever. Send the last woman in there. Done.
So we're matchmaking. X and Y need to get together. There you go.
That's a life story, mate. So...
There you go, guys. And that is the second story done. Wayne, should we do the third?
Why not? Let's do it.
While we're here, we might as well. This one comes from Dave. All right. It doesn't really. I've just made that up because it's actually from a woman. But anyway. My mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help him, and then one thing led to another, and now I think I'm pregnant. Please help.
Wow.
You know, if you're emailing intimate aids, no holds barred, guys. We don't discriminate on the show.
We don't discriminate. We just want problems, and we just want to try and fix them.
We want to try and help you. So please keep your emails coming, because this is a very, very serious email. I don't know if you get Jeremy Carl in the country you are, but that's the sort of stuff we want on the show. Right? What's the American equivalent of Jeremy Carl?
They've got Jeremy Carl USA.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's gone stateside, mate. We're going stateside quick.
He's spreading like bacteria, like a virus across the world. Jesus Christ. What's spreading? We're better than that. But the stories we want to be as shit. All right? So keep them coming. intimateaids@gmail.com. Yeah? Wayne.
Yeah?
What do you think about this story? How do we help Davetta, as I'm going to call her now?
My initial thoughts was, you know, when there's so many things you could do with this, like
there's like 800
postman always
and double entendres running through my head right now. Did he put his cock in the box?
I was gonna say the postman always comes twice, and when he and also when he dropped off his load, do you reckon she had the sign for it?
Oh, here we go. Let's just keep doing the double entendres. Let's just carry on with double entendres all night, because I could do that all night. I'm from the Rick Mal fan club. I can do it all night.
Wow,
absolutely fantastic. But no, we need to help Davetta here, because this she could be pregnant. She thinks she's pregnant.
There's one way to find out, isn't there? Piss on a stick.
First off, rather than fucking sending us an email saying, I think I could be pregnant, why don't you do a fucking pregnancy test and tell us if you're pregnant or not? That would have been easy, wouldn't it? Really? And then we'd know for certain what we're dealing with.
It might be nothing. You might just have, like, sensitive breasts and a bit of wind.
Yeah, she's a bit bloaty. She had a big burger. She went to McDonald's. She had to eat fucking 20 burgers to get her fill. And now she's a bit bloated. So we don't know. Thinking you're pregnant doesn't mean you're pregnant, first off. You're
creating problems that might not even be there.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of women do.
I'm
sorry, Katie.
Don't get all misogynistic on me. What are you getting misogynistic for?
I'm sorry. I'm just a pig.
Do you not like women? We're going to be screwed if we get women emailers on the show. This is a woman emailer. You're shitting on her.
Yeah, I apologise. I shot my mouth off too early. Bit like that postman, really.
Why? Right. Let's get to the dog issue. Let's go through this. My mum's dog attacked our postman. Number one, why are you living with your parents? I don't know how old you are. She could be 10. I hope not.
Oh my God. I think we might have to refer this to the police.
Well, I don't know how old she is. Give me your age. So you're obviously living at home. So you're probably not a looker. Because if you're, like, over 25, you're still living at your mum's house, there's something wrong in there.
Sorry, I've just got this really bad thought. My dad was a postman, suddenly finished work, so I'm just wondering, is that...
Dad, you would have been 10.
Oh!
Sorry. Anyway, so, the mum, if she's living with a mum, I reckon she's ugly. Right, so she's getting what she can, yeah? Why is the dog attacking the postman? That's a cliche right there, isn't it?
Well, my dad used to take a box of Bonio dog biscuits around, and if any dog tried down him, he used to throw the dog biscuit.
I thought he was going to say condoms.
No. No, that definitely would have been it.
To give the dogs biscuits? Why?
Because if the dog's eating a biscuit, it's not eating you, is it?
Yeah, but you're right. Here's... Right, this is why I think this is a bit retardy, right? So, your postman's outside the house, yeah?
Yeah.
Correct? The dog's inside the house.
Yeah? No, sometimes the dog's out, innit?
Why's the dog outside the house?
The one at the village that he used to think he was outside the house.
Predominantly, they're inside the house.
Yeah, but they can run around.
They, granted, but your dad's protected because he's outside.
Right.
Now, he has to put the letters through the letterbox. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to put the letter through the letterbox, you have to put your fucking hand in the letterbox. Yeah?
Right.
In order to get a biscuit into the letterbox, he has to put his fucking hand into the letterbox.
No, but this one used to run around outside, so he used to husk the biscuit.
So you're talking about one particular dog, not...
Yeah, but it does work.
It would for... In that situation, oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent again.
Yeah, but I think you'll find that that's good advice, because my dad never actually got anyone else pregnant. Well, other than my mum.
That's not what you... you know, you're 10 years' time, mate. You might find out you've got another hobbit brother. Well, your mum's a small one, isn't it?
So what was... Yeah.
Yeah, your mum's small. You might have, like, a 6 foot... And then you'll get inferior complex, and then the whole fucking... Your whole family's going to break up.
So. All because of dog biscuit. But how did that lead from a dog bite to being in bed? So do you reckon that was like an emotional film scene, you know, sort of taking care of the wound, they look up at each other's eyes, and
so you're saying
suddenly
that...
she's bandaging the wound, and next thing the cock is in her mouth.
Axe wound. I'd say I love axe wound. Axe wound, I think, is my favourite name for the vagina. I like spam purse. Spam purse is good, but axe wound is my favourite. What's your favourite name for the vagina, Wayne?
I normally just say clunge.
Clunge. But, clunge is good, I like clunge.
But axe wound is more amusing.
Beef curtains.
Sure.
Kebab.
I would go pork curtains.
Pork curtains?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, okay. Curtains of any meat.
Chicken
curtains.
Oh, God, yeah, because you've got the old rooster neck.
What about salmon? Salmon curtains.
Oh, that means you need a bit of a wash.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, this isn't helping the...
It's not helping Davetta, is it? You know, so she tried to help him, and one thing led to another. Now, we've all been there, Wayne, haven't we? One thing's led to another. We've all been there. You know, you just try and help someone, and you're at a train station in King's Cross, and you're carrying some files, and then you run into Gwyneth Paltrow, and the files go up in the air, and then you pick them up, and then your hand touches her hand, and before you know it, you're fucking in the police station after you get arrested for nudity. We've all been there, haven't we? But I think she's a bit of a slut.
I don't think there's much doubt, and...
This is awesome. Davetta, close your kebab.
That's it. Right?
Your kebab shop should be closed for the evening.
Hasn't your mum ever told you not to answer the door to strangers?
Very true. That is a true statement, Davetta, and you should have taken heed of that.
In fact, I hope you are pregnant, so you have to go to your mum. And tell her what happened.
Yeah, and what's the postman going to think? He should have been wearing a hood.
Do you reckon the dog's going to have to be put down now?
I don't think it was raining. You what? Sorry?
Will the dog have to be put down now?
It doesn't sound like it was a major bite. You know, dogs bite all the time, don't they? The postman, that's, you know. I think it should be written into dog law that you're okay to bite a postman.
Also, do you reckon the dog that actually bit him was Davetta?
Could be. Because I think she is ugly. So, you know, so let's do the final thoughts on this one. Dog attack postman. Fair enough. Bit cliche. Thanks for that, Davetta. You opened up your axe wound a bit too eagerly, I think.
I can't see how you've gone from dressing a wound to someone you've never really met and...
Yeah. Dressing a wound to opening your axe wound is not... You're too easy, right? maybe you hadn't had anything for a little while, but that was crazy.
You and need then, to slow it down, love.
And then you got him into the bedroom, and even then you didn't let him put a hood on. Now, what sort of dirty tramp does that?
I'm sure he'd had spare envelopes.
You know, a postman as well, who does the rounds, don't they? The postmen do the rounds. So...
Do you reckon the postman's done that before?
Oh, they fucking all do it, don't they?
Do you reckon instead of, like, the porn site, fake taxi, you've got fake postman, and you've just been caught on a website?
Maybe we should make one, Wayne. Would you star in a porno of that name?
Fake postman and going around. Fakepostman.com.
Or, you know, you've got fake taxi, and I understand that you're doing very well when you're bus driving exam, so congratulations on that first.
Thank you.
So is that for fake bus?
Fake bus.
Would you do fake bus?
There's more room to space out, isn't there? So
well, you could have a multitude.
Oh, you could have a spin-off called Double Decker where there's two bus drivers.
There you fucking go. Double Decker with like 40 women in.
Wow. Wow.
All OAPs.
No.
Going to Torquay for the day.
I'm not getting into that.
Fucking hell. You have to. You're the bus driver. What are you going to say? You can't refuse.
That axe wound is well and truly melted if you go that old.
Yeah, that's spider webs there, mate. But let's final thoughts, Wayne, on this woman that shagged a man she didn't know because he got bit by a dog, and then didn't make him wear a condom, and now she thinks she's pregnant. Are we saying fucking fall on you?
Fall on you. You're gonna have to find out by yourself, I recommend, if there is a problem. And if you are pregnant, then you're gonna have to get some advice from your parents. And
yeah, how are you gonna tell your mum that? You know,
there's no other way. Is there? You've done the crime. It's time to do the time.
Indeed. So we're calling you a slut, basically, and close your fucking legs in future. And we actually do you hope she's pregnant or not?
Deep down.
Yeah, deep down. Deep down. We want honesty on this show. We're intimate aides.
I hope she is pregnant.
Do ya? I hope she's not. Because what's that child got to live for? She's got to live for a postman as a dad and a fucking slut.
He might be a special delivery postman. Go on, that's not quite as
bad. He's doing anagrams to the Queen. Exactly. We don't know how old she is. She could be 60. Well, she wouldn't be pregnant if she was 60, would she?
80-year-old grandmother downstairs, deaf and blind, and there's her upstairs. What about your mum? Don't worry, she's deaf and blind.
That would be a turn up for the books, having been pregnant at 60. But there you go. So basically, Davetta, for the first time, we're calling you a slut, basically. There you go.
And coming to the last one, who have we got?
We've got Miriam. So thanks for the email, Miriam. And again, guys, please email us, intimateaids@gmail.com.
We will change your name, so don't worry about that.
We will. All these names I've made up. I don't know if you've noticed. I went X, Y, Dave, and I had to turn it into Davetta because it was a woman. And now I've just gone for Miriam because it's
And it's bound to be a bloke.
Well, there was a program called Something About Miriam, wasn't there? Can you remember that program?
It's a film, isn't it? Something About Mary.
No, you fucking idiot. There was a program called There's Something About Miriam, which was a play on words with Something About Mary. And it was about a transsexual. It was a transsexual dating show. So they had, please look it up, because it is fucking true. There was, like, 10 blokes. It was like The Bachelor. There was, like, 10 blokes. And they were fighting to get a date with Miriam, right? Now, they all had turns taking her out on a date. Now, she's been getting off with these guys and kissing them and stuff
like
that.
Let me guess, they didn't have a clue.
They did not know. They were not told it was a bloke. Some of them tried to sue afterwards. Some of them legitimately tried to sue the programmers afterwards about it. Look it up. There's Something About Miriam. It was a good show. And to be fair, she was fucking beautiful. I'm not joking. She was fucking beautiful, Wayne. Look her up now. She was... Have a look now.
All right, I'm getting up.
Get it up. He's going to get
this,
up.
We'll see if I'll get up. There's...
I think we will.
This must have been a Channel 4 program.
I think it was Sky. I actually think it was a Sky program. And a brilliant show. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, she was stunning. You wouldn't know.
Oh my god, it was Sky One, yeah.
You wouldn't know. You would not know that that was a man.
Oh my god, is that her?
That's her. You wouldn't know. She was a beautiful woman.
Oh god, she's my type as well.
She's your type. There you go.
No, not like that.
Got a cock. There you go. Wow. We know Wayne swings both ways, don't we?
Has she had it off?
No. She had the tackle. She was pre-op.
No.
Pre-op transsexual. So yeah, there you go. Beautiful woman. Look her up, guys, and see what Wayne's seeing now. There's something about Miriam, which was on Sky One a few years back. So, but anyway, we haven't even read anything, have we? So, dear Intimate Aids, hi. The other day I set off for work, leaving my husband in the house watching the TV as usual. I hadn't gone 100 yards down the road when my engine stopped on the car and it juddered to a halt. I walked back home and to get my husband's help. Got him, well, that's again cliche. When I got home, I found him in the bedroom. I couldn't believe my eyes. He was parading in front of the wardrobe mirror, dressed in my underwear and high heel shoes, and he was wearing my makeup. I'm 32, my husband is 34. See, previous Burgess said their name, her age, and we would have been happy. And we've been married for 12 years. When I confronted him, he tried to make out that he'd dressed up in my lingerie because he couldn't find his own underwear. But when I asked him about the makeup, he broke down and admitted he'd been wearing my clothes for over 6 months. Not continuously, I don't think. I told him it had to stop or I would leave him. He was made redundant from his job about 6 months ago, and he says he's been feeling increasingly depressed and worthless. I love him very much, but ever since I gave him the ultimatum, he's become increasingly distant, and I don't feel I can get through to him anymore. Please, can you help? Now, Wayne, I think we do really need to help Miriam here, because it was a fantastically written email.
Yeah, the enclosed all everything.
We've got all information now. What are your first faults?
I feel sorry for the man.
Why do you feel sorry for the man?
Because he won't dress up.
It doesn't mean you're gay. You know, it doesn't mean you're gay. It just means, you know.
Something he wants to do. There's stigma attached to it. And his wife's putting pressure on him. She can say that she's uncomfortable and explain to him, but putting ultimatums on, and is he really doing any damage? Poor little bloke.
If she feels uncomfortable by it, then maybe it is an ultimatum. I can see her point of view in the fact that...
Is it because it's her clothes? She don't want...
Unsettling. It would unsettle her.
Would it help if he went out and bought some of his own clothes?
So if he went to Ann Summers...
Yes, and bought his own set.
Bought his own set, rather than wearing her set.
Yeah. Is it a...
I don't think that would make a difference to her.
No, you don't think that's sort of standing your ground, sort of, these are my clothes. You don't think that's that. You think it's the actual act of pretending he's a woman.
Yes. Yeah. People just like to dress up now and again. Have you ever dressed up in women's panties?
Not women's panties, but I dressed up as women at, like, non-uniform day at work and stuff.
Say what, sorry?
I've dressed up in a bra and stuff for a non-uniform day at work.
Please elaborate.
It was non-uniform day. Yeah. I went in, I borrowed a colleague's clothes... And I put a bra on and filmed it.
Why did you feel the necessity? Basically, you could have gone as anything. Yeah, you could have gone as fucking Donald Duck, SpongeBob SquarePants. Mm-hmm. You felt compelled to go as a woman. Why?
Because I wanted to see how the other half worked. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you was curious.
That might be why I sympathise to the bloke. Well, what is he really doing that's that wrong?
Well, I sympathise with a woman in, I sympathise with our Miriam that, you know, it would, to walk in on it, like, secretively, he's never even said anything, and he's walked in women's clothes. And then when she confronted him on it, he's denied it. You know.
Denied it, even though he's wearing a short shirt and his dick's hanging out the bottom of it.
Oh, no, I'm not dressed. I just couldn't find my own pants. That's why I'm in a fucking bra. You know, come on. If you like doing it, that's fair enough. But it's the secret. It's the that to me is distrust.
What happened? Right, if your other half, you come home, she's wearing a pair of your boxers.
Yeah.
She's got some shoe polish out. She's put a beard on. Would you be freaked out?
She's put a beard on.
Yeah, with shoe polish.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be a little bit freaked out.
Would you automate her and say, like, oi, love, you're not to do that again?
No, I'd say, firstly, I'd say, what the fuck are you doing? And then if it's a bit of cosplay or something, if she's, like, having a laugh, it's, like, the first time she's done it. But if she starts breaking down, like, yeah, I've been doing it for 6 months, which Miriam's stating that her fella told her he's been doing it for 6 months, I'd say, well, that's just fucking freaky. And the fact that you couldn't come to me and tell me about it.
That bit I can understand why that would annoy you, because, you know.
You know, it's a secret. What other fucking secrets you got? Do you go to a transvestite club on a weekend when, you know, when you say you're at work? Well, this guy said he hasn't got a job, but, you know. Do you say you're at the job centre, like the full Monty, but you're doing a little fucking dance for a tranny? I'm completely with a woman, but you seem to be siding with the man.
Yeah, because I can't see what he's doing. Just that little bit of dishonesty, yes, I could see the issue, but what harm's he doing? If Claire was dressing up like a bloke, I'd probably just bend her over.
Explain yourself.
What? Join in. Have fun.
Have fun with Claire as a man?
Yeah.
Would that excite you?
Because I know... You're making it sound like I'm in the wrong now.
No, I'm saying, would that excite you?
Well, just have fun. Dress up as a woman. Have fun. Make a game out of it. Don't start
make a game
out of my house.
So, you'd dress up as a woman and Claire would dress up as a man?
Do you play like doctors and nurses, but in reverse?
In reverse. What about if she had...
Nurses and doctors.
What about if she had a black dildo strap on?
I wouldn't go, oh God, I didn't think that bit through.
Because, you know, how's she going to fuck you?
I didn't think that bit through.
So you got... Would you take a dildo up the arse?
Okay, you've won this one. You've won this battle, but you've not won the war. Yeah, I wouldn't particularly join in with that aspect.
But you'd like looking at a bearded man.
Well, it'd be bearded Claire, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it'd be bearded... Would you... What,
mate, if they look like Miriam from that Sky programme...
I want to know why you felt so compelled to... I want to know your feeling. When you dress up as a woman...
I'll make out like I do it every week.
No. I'll get to my cross-dressing bit soon. But... because I have. What did you feel... Did you feel liberated?
I was more annoyed with the hair keep sort of flacking around on my face.
Fair enough. So, but did you like being a woman?
It's not a lot different, really.
If you was a woman for a day, would you go out and fuck a man? Or would you try and fuck a woman? Would you want to feel like...
I'd go for a woman.
So you'd want a scissor?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to feel what a woman feels?
No, I wouldn't want a cock up my arse, no.
I don't think every woman has a cock up the arse.
Yeah, but I ain't got...
Only very lucky.
I haven't got an axe wound for them to experiment with them.
No, but you would have if you was a woman for a day.
Oh, you mean like physically change your body for the day?
Physically change... I'm saying you're physically a woman
for
a day.
Would I have the sexual urges or would it still be my brain? And
it's you everything, but would you want to feel what a woman feels?
I still wouldn't find men attractive.
What about if it was a female? Would you fuck a female? If a female, if Miriam comes up to you in a pub, right, and you're single, right, she comes up to you in a pub and she says, I really want to fuck you, yeah? And you're like, okay, surely you'd say okay, wouldn't you?
The Miriam from Sky One fame.
The Miriam from Sky One said, I want to fuck you. What would you say?
It depends what else I had going on. If I was totally
Come on, be honest. We are AIDS to people. Be honest. Honesty is the policy on this show. Be honest. Would you say yes? You don't know she's got tackles. You don't know she's
got
tackles.
If it's convincing, then yeah.
Stop evading the question. You don't know she's got tackle yet. Looking at her, you said she's my type.
Oh yeah, she's stunning. That
single,
one, yeah.
In a bar.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, all right. And now you get back, and she's like,
you pull the pants down.
Ben, would then, you carry on?
Then I do do do.
Would you carry on if she had, you know, when she flopped it out? You're like, well, I've pulled her. She's beautiful, but now she's got a little cock. It's only a little one. It's not big.
Do you mean it's one of those deformed ones?
Yeah, but she's a bottom as well. She's not a top. She wants you to be the top. So, you know, she wants top and bottom.
She wants you
to be the top.
In what way?
You don't. Okay.
She's not entering me. It's not entering me.
No. You get tops and bottoms, right? A bottoms takes it up the bottom, and a top goes on top.
Right.
So a top's a giver. And a bottom's a taker.
Right. Now, that makes sense, but it all depends which way you like it.
Right, you think I'm beautiful, I'm bent over, you know, I've got a body of a fucking 25-year-old woman, take me up the arse, which most men want to anyway, take a woman up the arse, would you fuck a bum? You've gone that far, you've talked to her 3 hours in the pub, you've taken her back to your place, you've all had a little drink.
If she's waxed,
she's completely white.
She's not got a hairy sack. If she's not got a hairy sack, I probably would.
You're going through with it.
If she didn't have a hairy sack, if it was all bushy and hairy down there, looks like a man's arsehole with fuzzy hole.
So what you're saying is, Wayne, you'll fuck a man if it's not got a hairy sack. That's what we've concluded. So, anyway, I'll talk quickly about my cross-dressing. I've done it twice, I think.
Did you wax your hole?
No, sir. First time I cross-dressed was I was at primary school in Dagenham, and you had to sit down for like the school end of year show, and it was a pop show. Now I was the best singer in the school, right? Don't mean to blow my own trumpet, but I was like, I'm gonna sing. Like they gave us the list of all the songs, and I was like, right, I'm going to go for Gloria Gaynor. I'm going to sing I Will Survive. I'm going to sing that. Fuck it. Because my mate Dean said, and I ate it, we had a little bit of a fallout. My mate Dean was like, my Mrs. Shelley is going to go for Gloria Gaynor. She loves Gloria Gaynor. And I was like, right, you prick, because he annoyed me that day. I'm going to do Gloria Gaynor, because you have to stand up and mime. And they pick who gets the job, sort of thing. Yeah? You with me?
Just about.
Anyway, so Gloria Gaynor comes on. Shelley stands up. I stand up. Right? And I'm miming away to Gloria Gaynor. So I get the gig. Right? Me and Dean had a fight about this because he had confronted me afterwards and I punched him in the nose and made him cry. Right? Dean, if you're listening, I fucking made you cry, you mug. Now fuck off. But anyway, so it got to the night, and in front of all the parents and like 100 people, like, and I had to dress up in a wig, put makeup on, dress. I had to dress up to the nines as Gloria Gaynor, with the whole stick being at the end of the song. After I'd mimed the whole song, I pull my wig off and do a bow. So I'd done that, and do you know what? It felt really nice. Having all the mums surrounding me doing my makeup, I did quite enjoy. Even as a 10-year-old kid, I did quite enjoy that. But then the second time I'd done it, I'd done cross-dressing, was at a festival. Done a festival. I had a wig. I didn't have any fancy dress, and everyone was going, like, sort of fancy dress on this day, and I had nothing. Not everyone was. A lot of people were. So I went into a vintage shop, bought a wig, bought a dress, and then went into a wig place and bought a wig. Done. That's me fancy dress. I'm a woman with a beard. And I felt quite good as a woman. I think I'd be a good woman. Do you reckon I'd be a good woman, Wayne? Would you, if we were together, would you treat me?
You groom yourself really well, so you
I don't
probably.
I've got a fucking massive beard. How do I groom myself very well?
You do. You sit and you ponce in front of the mirror and everything.
No,
even your rough man beard is probably styled.
I'm laughing because it's true, but you know. I
think you are a woman deep down, trapped in a head, bearded body. I think you are Miriam the Vigilante.
You can't Miriam the Vigilante. You can't look gorgeous all the time, Wayne. You know, I
can't look gorgeous any of the time.
Well, it takes a lot of work to be gorgeous, and that's why I have to, you know, but I've got to put the work in to get the reward. You know, me and you going to a gay club in Soho.
I got asked to go to an HIV clinic.
Yeah, tell the story, Wayne. Tell the story.
That got on about Soho. So I was like,
right.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm just...
They're nice bars around there. I could see why you wanted to go.
Alright, let me explain, because I know Nick's listening to this, and he's like, "And you must be gay, because I went on a stag night, and everyone went to fucking Camden, and I was like, oh, the fucking places around there are just rammoed, and rammo means packed for Americans, and it was just shit, and I was like, right, fuck you lot, I'm going to Soho, anyone wants to come with me, come with me, and I went to Soho, yeah, they're fucking gay clubs and pubs, but they're the best pubs and clubs in London, by a mile, so I always tend to go there, so I said to Wayne, let's when we get there during the day, we'll head down to Soho, nice and quiet, and we did, and there were good pubs and clubs around there, weren't they? But go on, carry on with the drink you ordered.
Well, I do like a good sweet drink, you know, creamy sweet drinks. They didn't have very good cocktails; they're all bitter, like cranberry and stuff like that. And you know, I'm not
bitter.
It is sour, sort of tangy, and they're not my thing. I like sort of your Baileys and stuff.
Yeah.
Di Serrano, stuff like that.
Do you like a gin and tonic? I like gin and tonic, to be fair.
So they didn't have the correct thing, so I had a pint. And then I saw the Shooters. I saw the Shooters, and they were a lot better. And there was this one called Cocksucking Cowboy.
Cocksucking Cowboy. In Soho, which is, for American listeners, that's the gay district of London.
That you wanted to go to. So,
the best pubs
and clubs.
I did not order a Cocksucking Cowboy. Then when I go for a piss, come back, you're talking to the boys next to you, acting out like me and you are a couple. I didn't do that, did I? Why did you do that, Wayne?
I didn't.
You did.
They just said that we're bickering a lot, which we do.
We are right now. But you was acting out like we were a fucking couple.
I weren't.
You
I
were.
Just, I was just saying that you honestly, wanted to go back to the hotel room very early to get yourself ready, which
honestly,
was not true.
Honestly, on this show.
So, there. And you did join me in having a cocksucking cowboy, so don't make out you did.
I did have one of your cocksucking cowboys because you made me.
No, didn't you? And one over.
I fucking hated it. It was horrible. But anyway, right, we have gone off massively on tangent. Should we get back to the actual, you know, dear us story? Can you even remember it?
Was this the cross-dressing one? Well, I know that seems like a very long time ago.
It does. We've done well.
So, yeah, I can't.
Are you still on the man's side?
I am, because as long as he's being open and honest and he comes out and just goes, I'm not doing the harm. I'm not going to go out in public. I just want to have a little play at home with myself, dressed up.
I think honesty is the best policy, and he should have said it straight out. You know, because what that could lead to, it could lead to something else. And women, I can see a woman's insecurities coming out when you see something like that happening. You know, Oscar Wilde was married with two kids, mate.
Well, yeah.
Crossdresser. I'm not implying he was a crossdresser. I'm just implying that, you know, he was something he was.
Done. He had created something beautiful about it.
Like what? What do you mean, created something beautiful?
Well, he'd have written something good, that was all.
Dear boy.
Carry on.
I don't know if I was doing Oscar Wilde or Noel Coward then. I was doing one of the two, anyway.
Okay. I think that's more Noel Coward. But...
That was definitely more Noel Coward. Oh, dear boy. They both wore smoking jackets, so it's all good. But anyway, so the guy's on his luck. He's on his muckers, isn't he? He's just been made redundant from his job. He's on his muckers. I don't think there's any kids involved.
I'm going through the same thing at the moment. I'm unemployed, but I can't say I'm going to go upstairs and dress up.
So, okay, explain to me what happens on a day, like a normal day for you. Because obviously, when I quit my job, it was for a reason because I was looking after Lola May. But when you're at home, you're home alone, like Macaulay Culkin. You're not shooting heroin like him, are you?
No.
Okay, but what do you do when Claire goes to work and you're home alone? What do you do?
Watch telly. It's about as exciting as it gets. So I do some housework.
Watch telly.
Do some bits around the house.
Yeah.
I basically pine for Claire, long and short of it.
So you're a dog?
Yes. I keep running up to the window, looking out.
Everyone that comes by, a postman puts his hand in, you bite him.
No, I don't take him upstairs. And
you don't get pregnant off him?
No.
Okay, so you're a piner.
Yes.
Do you need a relationship like that to survive? Would you, let's say Claire left you tomorrow, how would you cope, do you reckon?
I don't know, because I can't imagine it. But...
No, we're trying to imagine. It's an imaginary world. That's the beauty of life, you can imagine things. Imagine Claire left you tomorrow, what do you do?
I wouldn't
Obviously,
dress up.
Don't just go like, cry.
I wouldn't dress up like a woman, but I could understand why if someone were to experiment, I'd say go for it.
Yeah?
I don't know what I'd experiment in. It might be something strange. It might be something really mundane. But
what about, it has to be from a greengrocer, cucumbers up the arse like FTW. Because it's that sensation.
As long as you don't cut them up and serve them to people, go for it.
Yeah, but what if the thing was that you had to, you was at a dinner party, and I think FTW might actually send in a story about this coming up. So I don't want to let too much off. But basically, we'll call him Shane. Right? We'll call him Shane. Shane was at a party. Now Shane loves cold cucumbers up his ass. Right, he loves them. But he was doing a toss.
Does he like the cucumbers with the skin on or skin sliced off?
The skin was on. The skin was on the cucumber. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now, he was having a little session before the party, before his dinner party, and they were going up and down his arse. He was fucking the cucumber, basically, because he loves them up his arse. Now, he realised that he hadn't done the salad.
That's when it starts encroaching on other people. So, no, that's not
so
right.
He had to... Yeah, but he disinfected... He
does still anything that has been up the no-go line. No, you do not eat it.
So
no ATM here, mate.
So we're saying Shane's in the wrong for serving his guests cucumber that's been up his arse.
But he's not in the wrong for putting up his arse. He's in the wrong... for then putting it into someone's mouth.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. So
as long as no one's doing harm and it's something you want to do, go for it. And that's the advice I always heed.
But if you're in a relationship, you need to discuss these things, Wayne. You can't just do things like that. All right, if I join the gym, okay, right. let's put it in terms like this. I join the gym, and I'll say to Amy, right, I'll see you later. I'm going out for a few hours, right? And I come back, and I do that for like 6 months. And then she finally asks, well, where the fuck are you going? I'm going to the gym. Well, why the fuck didn't you tell me you're going to the gym? If it's not that big a deal for you, it shouldn't be that big a deal for me. So I don't understand the secrecy of the whole thing. Just fucking tell them. I like dressing up. You know, my name's Dave, but now I'm Davetta. Previous email.
I just, yeah, the deceitful bit, as long as he come out and didn't lie, then go for it. Do whatever you want, as long as you're not encroaching anyone else, just go for it.
Yeah, but this isn't what our job is to do. You know, we're aides, remember?
I think she should speak to him about why he wants to do it, rather than put ultimatums.
Exactly. We need to speak. Communication is key.
Don't speak at him, speak to him.
Oh, are we at a fucking seminar at the moment? A seminar. But anyway, we actually missed the big point, Wayne.
What?
Why did the car break down? You know, there could be a number of issues with the car, couldn't it? But yeah. So, Wayne, obviously, it's almost been a week since we last chatted. So, what are your final thoughts of the week? A good week for you?
It was all right.
just all right.
I've got no issues that need aid. I've not got any.
So, no, I'm just asking you if you need me to help you with any issues, and then I shall do the same. We'll do vice versa.
Well, I have got one issue, and yep. That was, obviously, I've quit my job and everything, and then the booking for my theory tests got messed up, so now I've got to wait till March before I can take two of my tests, so obviously now cash is going to be running light.
Yep.
Do I get a temporary job? But then, obviously, I ain't got the flexibility to do all the training and tests and everything.
Yeah.
So, if I get another job, I'm obviously then sort of half committed to doing that. Or do I hold out and just push the boundaries and try and hold on to get the job that I want?
You know, money's always a great issue, Wayne. But I'd say, what about a zero hours contract? Because then you can work on your terms and obviously get some money rolling into your family.
There we go. And obviously if you turn them down one week and they throw an arse and say we don't want you no more.
Yeah, fair enough. Bye. Don't matter. I'll go to another zero hours company because they're fucking sprouting up.
You're actually quite helpful there.
You fucker. That's the whole point of our show.
Right, let's test me then. Have you got any issues then?
I do actually, Wayne. I do actually have an issue. I work at Cambridge University.
Right? Yes.
They're all fucking toffs. We all know this. But now, when at every other company I've ever worked at, I say, good morning, you know, good afternoon, how are you? At this company, at Cambridge University, I see my work colleagues walking past them on a corridor, their heads are down. I can't even say hello to them. And it annoys the fuck out of me how rude they are. Just like, I don't know if it's they think they're better than me. Because I don't think it is. Because I'm certainly, and if any of you are listening, I'm certainly more intelligent than you, so fuck off. I think it's, because even cleaners do this. Sorry, mop.
So you think that just could be a Cambridge culture then?
I don't know if it's working in a city or you know, like, because most of the companies I've worked with have been sort of out of the city. But in the city, it seems like everyone's just fucking their own world and pretty much fuck everyone else. Now, I get that. I really do. I don't speak to my neighbours. I don't even want to glance them. because this is my world. I'm in my world. But when you're at work, just if you're walking past someone, at least acknowledge them. And
see,
say,
you just contradicted yourself there.
In what way?
You don't even glance at your neighbours, even though you walk past them, but...
Oh, no, 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 I'm not saying walk past them. I don't particularly want to see them, but if I did, I'd go, you know, hello, how's things, you know, do the whole motion, go through the motion.
I think if someone...
Please help me, Wayne.
If your eyes meet and you've got to acknowledge, like, there's not enough space in the corridor, you've got to move around each other, yeah, all right, mate. Whatever. Brilliant. I just got this image of you like a grinning idiot and walking around. Right?
No, I'm just. You know, I'm friendly. And these people, as soon as they clock me, their heads are down. Now I don't know if it's because of me or if it's because, you know, they're just like that.
You must see
I've spoken to other colleagues. And they've close colleagues, and they've said, yeah, that people are just like that round here. This is the sort of company we work at. And I don't like it. Please help, Wayne.
It's the culture and you can't change it.
That's not a help.
There's just some things you just can't force yourself on people.
Yeah, but so I've just got to deal with it. But I don't want to be one of them.
You don't have to be. You can. You might get some.
Do you reckon I should just carry on regardless? Happy, smiley, and say hello.
Take the moral high ground and say hello. If they deadpan you, then just it's their fault. They're missing out on the conversation with you.
Not let it get to me.
Yeah, they're the ones missing out because they're not interacting with you. Just
yeah, they're missing out because they're talking.
If you ignore everyone. There's going to be some interactions that you don't get. Because even though you might get deadpanned by 75%, if you still get one or two interactions and you make friends with someone out of it, you've still gained than if you just deadpan everyone for the sake of it.
Thank you for helping, Wayne. That was brilliant.
Got there in the end.
We got there in the end. So let's wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening to the pilot show, guys. It's, you know, we mashed it together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. And make sure... If you've got any issues, drop us an email at intimateaids@gmail.com and hopefully we'll be back with you again, sharing some intimate aid with you in the next few weeks.
Yep, certainly. And I can't add anything to that. So are we done?
I think we're done.
We're done. Okay, let's sign off then, Wayne. Yep. Where can we find you, Wayne?
At Wayne as a Baker.
Are we going to do a hashtag for this or are we just going to go purely emails?
Hashtag intimate aids. If you dare to hashtag that.
Well, that's very long. That's too many characters. We need to shorten that. How about aids?
You can't hashtag aids. That'll be a common one.
What about I aids? There we go. I aids. Yeah? You happy with that?
Why not? Let's go.
Why not? Let's go with that. If you want to, obviously we prefer emails because you can go a bit more in depth.
We don't want no postman stories about the age because the age and stuff is quite important.
We need detail. But if you have to do,
if you've got any feedback for the show, then hashtag us on hashtag iAIDS.
iAIDS. There you go. So at Wayne is a Baker on Twitter. At MC Vigilante on Twitter. I hope you enjoyed this pilot show of Intimate AIDS. I mean, we hope we're going to come back for this, Wayne, don't we?
We're going to be one of the, you know, shows that is on the DSJMP network to get people to resubscribe because obviously a lot of our content's on trending topics. We want to do some new exclusive shows for the network, and this is going to be hopefully the one of for you. Check out the website as well.
Check out the website, dsjmp.com. So this will just be exclusively on the DSJMP network. We really do hope you enjoyed it, and we will be back with more content. Because I love doing this, Wayne.
I do as well.
Say goodbye, Wayne.
Bye.
Thanks ever so much for listening, guys. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Bye! I need
somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.